This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Temp check. What kind of summer are we having this year? A family road trip summer? A beach bum summer? Or a wake me when the sun sets summer? With Instacart, choose your own adventure and skip the shopping side quests. Where available, you can get ice cream delivered to your hotel, sunscreen to the pool, or cold brew to your bed. Well, door, in as fast as 30 minutes. Wherever you find yourself this summer, you can get the goods. Download Instacart for free delivery on your first three orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Minimum $10 per order. Excludes restaurants. Additional terms and fees apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Healthy baby skin starts from the bottom. Pampers Swaddlers diapers absorb wetness away from the skin better than the leading value brand, with up to 100% leak-proof protection to help keep your baby's skin dry. Don't forget to pair Pampers diapers with new Pampers Free and Gentle Wipes. They clean better and are 5 times stronger than Huggies Natural Care for easy cleanup without fear of tearing, no matter the mess. For trusted protection, trust Pampers, the number one pediatrician recommended brand.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here on the Infinity Sports Network. Coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you to everybody locked in, tuned in, dialed in, all over North America, West Coast, East Coast, Midwest, anywhere. I don't care where you are. Thank you for tuning in. You can always listen on the free Odyssey app, your local Infinity Sports Network affiliate, SiriusXM 158. If you have a smart speaker, ask it to play the Infinity Sports Network. Bottom line is, anywhere you can listen to stuff, listen here. I'll be hanging out with you for the next 2 hours. This is a 4-hour show. Get started every single weekday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. NBA Finals, Game 1 between the Boston Celtics and the Dallas Mavericks. Oh, it's going to start. It's going to start in 40 minutes from now. This minute, this second, the commissioner of the NBA, Adam Silver, he's hosting a press conference. He's talking about television rights. He's being asked about Caitlin Clark. Keep in mind, the NBA does finance a portion of the NBA. WNBA, excuse me. And then he even got a question about Alex Rodriguez trying to purchase a portion. Well, not a portion. The majority of the Minnesota Timberwolves with Mark Lowry and Michael Bloomberg. Yeah, so we got a lot of basketball to get into. We've talked some NFL as well right before we went to break. We heard from Jalen Hurts. He's like, man, we got a new offense under Kellen Moore. Not only do I got a running back to help me out at the goal line, we got a whole new offense. 95% of the offense is new. Hickey, how many more tush pushes do we see with this new offense?
Ooh, I didn't think about that. Good call. Does it go out the window?
I mean, you got to keep in mind, Kelce is gone as well. You know,
right. And he, a lot of people say, was like the biggest, you know, catalyst for why he was so successful.
Right. So when you got Kelce gone and then you bring in Saquon Barkley, I would think they try to diversify that a little bit more. Or maybe they take the approach of why are we going to fix it if it ain't broke? But a major piece is gone. And so we'll find out soon enough, you know, what this new offense looks like for the Philadelphia Eagles. Obviously, they still have two big-time pass catchers in A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith. So we got to wait a few months to see what the Eagles do. God knows that they want to bounce back into Super Bowl contention after falling into the toilet last year, finishing the season 1-6 and being eliminated by the Bucks. Okay? We also heard from Anthony Richardson of the Indianapolis Colts. Could only make it through 4 NFL games last season after being selected by the Colts in the draft. And he had shoulder surgery. His shoulder is still sore. It's June. And so, yeah, plenty of time to still go through things. But I think they may want to put that guy in a little bit of bubble wrap. You know, we'll talk about that and monitor that as we continue to go through the offseason as well. Anthony Richardson, just a physical marvel and freak of an NFL player. Just be nice if we saw more of him out there. More Richardson and less Flacco. Hickey, you agree on that, right? Less Flacco?
Oh, I can coach that until the cows come home on that. Yes, sir.
Flacco helped take a team to the playoffs.
He did. Did win a Super Bowl, and he has a cool nickname.
What is
Waka
it?
Flacco? Could we start that?
Oh, no.
No?
That's what you want to start? Waka Flacco? Oh, no.
When you were talking about it in the last segment, it kind of popped in my mind. I'm like, okay, like Flacco, you know, Waka Flacco, Waka Flacco.
No. Only if he came and played down here in Atlanta. Only. You know, Waka Flacco is from here in Atlanta. Waka is a big, so I could tell you this. Waka is a big sports fan. Like, you could see Waka Flacco at the Hawks games, and he's also a big fan of Atlanta United, even though they suck right now. The last time I saw Waka Flacco, I actually saw him. It was at an Atlanta United game. So I don't know. Who's a famous rapper in Indianapolis? Do they have one?
Unless I'm mistaken, I don't think that person exists.
Damn.
Yeah. I got nothing there for you. You sound surprised by that.
There has to be. Let's Google it, right? Okay, you ready?
Most famous rapper from Indianapolis.
This most famous rapper in Indianapolis.
Oh, boy. I'm going to venture to guess it is someone I've never heard of, you have never heard of, and probably 99.9% of the audience has never heard of.
Okay. It says Mike Epps, but that's a comedian.
That's where we are, huh?
Okay, top 10 Indianapolis rappers in 2023.
Okay.
His name is Mark Battles. Never heard of him.
Okay, all right, 0 for 1.
Okay, Sirius Black. Never heard of him.
0 for 2.
There is a guy. His name is Flacco. It is.
There we go.
His name is Flacco is Bored. He's a versatile artist who can switch from hard-hitting rap to smooth R&B. Oh, my God, these names.
Now, I hope Joe doesn't play this here, but if he doesn't play as well, you got to have a collaboration, you think, right?
With Flacco? Flacco is Bored?
Flacco is Bored, which probably got to change the name of that.
Yeah, this might be more appropriate for Joe Flacco. There is a rapper named Draco McCoy.
What? I'm sorry, Draco?
No, Draco.
Oh, Draco.
Yeah, Draco, as in like a gun, you know, Draco.
Oh, that's really?
Yeah, Draco. Yeah.
Oh, I thought it was just like a Spammo, like one of those knockoff brands, like a knockoff Drake. Oh, Draco, interesting. Okay, I'm going to start using that now.
No,
is that
yeah.
any? Is that any gun? Specific
it's
gun?
It's like a pistol. It's like a long, I'm not a gun aficionado. It's the long neck pistol.
Good to know.
Yeah. I'm glad you don't know. That's good. Paris LaDame, Petey Boy, Freddie Buns. Okay. Yes. You're correct. You win, Hickey. You win.
This is getting depressing.
You win. No good rappers. Oh, I found. Well, okay. I know this one. Freddie Gibbs, but nobody cares about him.
Okay. So is he the winner then? Freddie Gibbs?
Yeah. You've heard of him. Yeah, and he's not all that. Most people, in a general music sense, don't know who that is.
Indy's very own, Freddie Gibbs.
Yeah, at least they got the Colts.
That's true.
They got the Colts, the Pacers, the Indianapolis 500.
Pacers and the Racers, or Racers and the Pacers.
They have racist, what?
No. Racers and the Pacers.
Oh.
No racists.
Okay. Oh, they have Caitlin Clark.
They do.
There you go.
That they do.
The Combine, NFL Combine is in Indianapolis.
They got Elmo's, St. Elmo's.
St. Elmo's with the spicy shrimps. Okay, stuff, yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
Horseradish sauce.
They got the J.W. Marriott that everyone stays at, you know, the famous hotel.
Yep.
They're called Circle City / Naptown.
Yeah, Naptown. Naptown. Yeah, Naptown. Well, there we have it. We found. did we miss anything? No.
I think we nailed it.
Yeah, I think we did. And they love basketball. They do. Hickey, I've been out there a couple of times. I've been in the burbs. They got a part of town outside the city. It's just a basketball. It's just a basketball town city. It's nothing but courts and courts and courts and indoor courts, high quality courts. It's like you could run 100 AAU games on, you know, 200 courts all day long.
Wow.
That's it.
I guess that's why they get a movie after high school basketball in Indiana, Hoosiers? Right?
Hoosiers.
They don't have New Yorkers. They don't have Ohioans.
No, they don't. They have Hoosiers.
They have
corn. Congratulations.
And they have corn.
And shout outs to everybody from Indianapolis. And what happened to that guy that used to call us from Indianapolis? I forgot his name. I think he was like a doctor or something like that, right?
I thought he was a FedEx driver.
No, he was a doctor. I don't know. I guess he's too busy watching Caitlin Clark because she's the most important thing in Indianapolis right now.
She is.
She is very, very, very important. Anyway, the NBA finals are important. They're scheduled to tip off in about, 30 minutes from now. And the Boston Celtics are at home. They're giving away all these green T-shirts. I'm real interested to see how many fans actually put on these shirts. Because when they do this stuff at a lot of arenas, sometimes it works and sometimes it doesn't. I can tell you from experience, right here in Atlanta, Georgia, I feel like the Atlanta Hawks, and yes, the Hawks are not a championship caliber team, but we give away a lot of shirts. We give away shirts for opening night. If we're in the playoffs, you get a T-shirt. If it's a particular event or marketing thing, you get a shirt. There's lots of shirts. And I wear all of these shirts to the gym, okay? They give away a lot of shirts. I have never seen the fans in solidarity put these shirts on. Because people go to the game. They spend their hard-earned money to look good. It's like going to a social event. It's like going to a party and a basketball game. They're not going to throw a promotional T-shirt over their basketball best. They're not going to mess up their outfit. But then you watch a game like the Oklahoma City Thunder, and I don't care what day it is. I mean, they can get everybody in sync. Here's an orange shirt. Here's a blue shirt. Here's a white shirt. Everybody wears it. So tonight, everybody in Boston gets a T-shirt. And I guess these T-shirts are going to be built to, intimidate Kyrie Irving? Is Kyrie Irving going to be intimidated? I mean, he's pretty much spent the last week telling everybody how much he's matured and how much older he is and wiser and giving middle fingers back to the fans and mocking them. Those days are behind him. We're not going to see that from Kyrie Irving anymore. But for the Celtics, if they don't win, they're going to get booed. If the Celtics don't walk away with the championship, the Celtics should avoid social media. If the Celtics don't win a ring, they should probably not turn on the television or the radio. This is their second finals appearance in the last 3 years. Last year, they barely missed out on making the finals. I mean, maybe they would have made it if Jason Tatum didn't go down at the beginning of the game. They got to get over the hump. Jaylen Brown has the biggest contract in NBA history. Jason Tatum is about to have the largest contract soon in NBA history. And why the hell are you paying two guys that can't win you a ring? You know, I've said it over the past week because that's how long we've had to wait. I'd love to see the Dallas Mavericks push this to 7 because I don't think it's going to be easy. The Celtics are a deeper squad. Kristaps Porzingis, whether he's playing at full strength or not, or they have to scatter his minutes, they have enough to beat the Mavs. Luka Doncic and Kyrie have to play out of their minds, and they have to have consistent help from somebody else. Is it going to be a PJ Washington? Is it going to be a Derek White? We know Lively and Gafford, what they can do going to the basket, but they need the point guards to generate offense for them. The Celtics got more. Drew Holiday can go off. Derek White can go off. Tatum can go off. Definitely. Brown can go off. Porzingis. I mean, would anybody be shocked if he just knocked down, you know, 4 and 5 threes in a row and then blocked the shot if he can run? Answer's no. The Celtics are supposed to beat this team. And they should do it in no more than 6 games. Give me a 7th game because I want more basketball. But let's just go ahead and say Celtics in 6. And if they don't, they're going to feel a whole lot more than pressure. They might as well just disappear until next season. Let's hear from some of the players. Jason Tatum, he already said it. Yeah, there's an expectation here with the Celtics. We're supposed to win championships.
You know the answer to that, of course. Right? We only hang NBA championship banners, right? 17 of them. Some of the greatest players ever played this game wore this uniform. And, you know, all of us are honored to, you know, follow in their footsteps and the way that they paved for us to live out our dreams. So essentially, yeah, if you want to be one of the greats, right, to put on this uniform, you know, every great before you won a championship. And that's what we try to play for every single season.
Yeah, why wouldn't you want your name with Bird, Garnett, Russell, Tatum and Brown? Come on now. Like, that's big time. He'd be a legend at that point, just picking up one, and then they'd have an expectation that he gets another one. Come on. And so everybody takes a look at Jason Tatum. But we know Brown, he gets criticized a lot. This is the man that couldn't hit a three to save his life last year against the Heat. Couldn't hit a three. This is the man that they made fun of him in his ability or inability to go left. Jaylen Brown couldn't catch a break. And you know what he said after he just won, you know, Eastern Conference Finals MVP? He says, you know what? People talking crap about me, it doesn't bother me anymore.
And I think it's fair to say that it does affect you, you know, being embraced versus being scrutinized. If you get to a point where it's like, you know, you get scrutinized enough for a large part of your career and just it becomes normal. And then you just it just rolls off you. For me, at least, I could say, I don't know if Jason feels the same way. It's kind of been that my whole career, in a sense. You know, just being booed when you were drafted, to saying you were overpaid, and saying you overpaid again. It's been that the whole journey for me. So, you know, you just it just becomes another headline.
Damn, Hickey, does he hate his own fan base? Sounds like it. It sounds like he knows how to hold a grudge. He remembers it all, huh?
I was just going to say, he does not sound like someone who lets the criticism go by. He's kind of holding on to that and still sounds upset. I mean, just the tone you could tell.
Damn. It's like he remembers everything every Celtic fan has ever said about him. Sheesh. Al Horford just got here like 3 years ago. This is going to be his second appearance in the finals. Al Horford isn't getting any younger. He just turned 38 years old a couple of days ago while the Celtics have been on break. And, you know, I guess he's closer to the end. He appreciates all of this. Al Horford, he is ready to hear the fans lose their minds in about 20 minutes.
I'm excited. I know I'm excited. I know our fans are even more excited. So it's the finals. They're going to be rowdy. They're going to get after it. 8:30 start. So I'm just happy. I'm just, you know, I can't wait till tomorrow, and I can't wait for, you know, to see them bring that energy and us to get going.
Okay. Maybe by the time Jaylen Brown gets to the end of his career, maybe he'll sound happy because he sounds pretty miserable all the time. NBA Finals, about 20 minutes away from tip. Kyrie Irving is currently warming up. Oh, he's okay. Nobody punched him yet. That's great. Anyway, I got the Celtics. I know, Hickey, you said six games, Celtics?
No. Well, six games, yes. Mavs. Mavs in six.
You changed your mind?
No. I've always been on the Mavs.
No.
Yes. I said I trust the focus of Dallas more than I trust the focus of Boston. I don't trust the Celtics to play well from game one and game six and not give one away.
I thought you changed your mind. Damn.
No. No. Yeah, weren't you the one going back? Didn't you say Celtics? Then I think you said maybe Mavs for like a half second, then back to the Celtics?
No. That was in the last series. What series was that? Not the East, the West.
Was that the Wolves? Wolves?
Yeah, the Wolves and the
Mavs.
Yeah. This one is easy. I just think they're too deep.
Easy.
They're too deep, man. The Celtics are too deep.
Like, maybe you're thinking of Ramona Shelburne. She went back and forth.
No, Ramona was here. Was she here yesterday, 2 days ago?
2 days ago.
She said Mavericks.
And then I think she said Celtics, I thought.
No. I don't think so, no. I just think the Celtics are too deep. I would love to see it because Luka Doncic is the best player. I think he's the nastiest dude out there. And let's see if Tatum. Look, they should just do 2-on-2. Can we do that? Is it too late? Can we just put Kyrie and Luka out there against Tatum and Brown? Let them do 2-on-2 for the championship. I'm okay with that.
Same. That would be a lot of fun.
I don't need to see anything else. The NBA Finals get started in about 20 minutes. I can't wait to see who sings the national anthem. Not really, but I am kind of interested. Kristaps Porzingis walking out onto the court, giving high fives. He's happy. Everybody on the Celtics is happy except for Brown and Mazzulla. Miserable people. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. Adam Silver, he wrapped up his press conference with the media. He only talks a couple of times a year. We're going to hear what Adam Silver had to say about the state of the NBA, talked about Caitlin Clark, had some thoughts on the Inside the NBA show with all of these contract negotiations going on for television rights. Adam Silver, we're going to hear what the hell he said during his press conference. We'll do that in a few minutes. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, the Infinity Sports Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Temp check. What kind of summer are we having this year? A family road trip summer, a beach bum summer, or a wake me when the sun sets summer? With Instacart, choose your own adventure and skip the shopping side quests. Where available, you can get ice cream delivered to your hotel, sunscreen to the pool, or cold brew to your bed. Well, door, in as fast as 30 minutes. Wherever you find yourself this summer, you can get the goods. Download Instacart for free delivery on your first three orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Minimum $10 per order. Excludes restaurants. Additional terms and fees apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. This portion of the show is sponsored by the all-new Hyundai 2024. Santa Fe, equipped for adventure with capable features like available H-Track all-wheel drive and standard third-row seating. It's the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. We're about 15 minutes away from tip-off. Game one of the NBA Finals between the Dallas Mavericks and the Boston Celtics. Adam Silver held a press conference, a traditional press conference. It's what he does before every finals. He spoke with the media, answered questions, and I pretty much think the first damn thing he was asked, it wasn't about the NBA. He was asked about an entity or a league that the NBA helps to financially support. He was asked about Caitlin Clark. Take a listen to Adam Silver say, yeah, I ain't worried about how she's treated. Listen to this.
Nothing new in basketball that there's sort of welcome to the league moments, especially for heralded rookies. But, of course, I want to see Caitlin treated fairly and appropriately in the league. I would say it seems like she can take care of herself. She's a tough player. I think it may be lost on some people who are new to basketball in terms of a little bit of the controversy in the WNBA. What an incredible talent she is. You know, two Final Fours, leading scorer, history of college basketball. So I look forward to watching her ongoing development in the league. I think ultimately this is very healthy for women's basketball in the WNBA. It's generating tremendous additional interest.
Yeah, it is. Is spoken like a true commissioner. What the hell else was he supposed to say? What else is he supposed to say? Adam Silver was then asked, of course, the next biggest question in the NBA over the past couple of weeks. What's going on with those TV deals? You got Amazon and TNT and NBC and ABC and what the hell is going on, Adam? Listen to what he had to say about the TV deals.
I will just say plural, or you say TV deal. It's TV deals, of course. There's discussions with our incumbents and other interested parties. It is incredibly complex, and it's complicated for several reasons. One is the advent of new platforms, particularly streaming, and the interest of streaming companies and in the traditional media companies of also carrying our games on streaming platforms. It's complicated because with multiple partners all seeking similar assets in many cases, just figuring out the right way to balance those games as they go to different partners. And then lastly, as you said, we tend to do long-term deals. We think that's good for the stability of the league, but it means to a certain extent you're trying to predict the future, which is, of course, impossible. So part of it is a bet on the partners that we will ultimately align with, and that their ability also to adjust with the times.
Okay, basically, yeah, we're going to rock with a streaming company like Amazon. That's my interpretation. And so what about the elephant in the room? What about TNT and Turner and inside the NBA? Nobody wants to miss out on Shaq, Kenny, Ernie, and of course, Charles Barkley. Listen to what Silver said about the importance of the show.
It has been difficult. That show in particular is special, and I have a close relationship with everyone who's on that show from the time they played in the league as well, and Ernie and I have been friends forever. At the same time, it's not just the talent, of course, and you've been in production yourself. I mean, there's hundreds of people who are involved with, you know, what I still refer to as Turner Sports, who have been longtime friends and colleagues, and no different at the other networks. And it's on one hand, from the league standpoint, it's fantastic to be liked and to be wanted and to have multiple suitors. At the same time, it makes me uncomfortable that it's zero sum, that at the end of the day, there's only going to be so many television packages. There's only so many finals games and playoff games and regular season games to distribute. So I will say directly from me, directly to your question, and the people who seem to be most impacted right now and the folks at Turner Sports, is I apologize that this has been a prolonged process, because I know they're committed to their jobs. I think people who work in this industry, it's large part of their identity and their family's identity, and no one likes this uncertainty. And I think it's on the league office to bring these negotiations to a head and conclude them, you know, as quickly as we can.
He didn't say nothing. Hickey, what did he say? Nothing, right? Nothing.
A minute and 23 seconds worth of nothing.
He's just like, yeah, I don't know. Yeah, it'd be nice, but it may not happen. That's not my problem. Can't do nothing about it. Now, there was a report that came out today that said that there is still some type of negotiation to at least give them some type of games. But, like, how big you going to split the pie? I mean, come on. We're going to find out sooner than later. He doesn't want to prolong the process for all the families and stuff. Okay. I'm sure he doesn't want to, but all right. Oh, the national anthem. Michelle Brooks Thompson, finalist on The Voice. She's doing the national anthem. I've never seen The Voice in my life, and thus I've never heard of this woman. 855-212-4227. Brian is here from Arkansas. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. Go ahead, Brian.
JR, listen, man, love the show. I like to listen to him on my way home. Wanted to say thank you for putting a great show on. I think the Mavericks are going to win in five, maybe six. I hope this makes Jerry realize he's got to do something to fix my Cowboys. Your Falcons have a better option or a better chance at winning something more than we do. So how about this option? How about you trade CD and you force Dak to sign that no trade clause so you can get him over to the Raiders? And if he still won't sign, you trade Micah to Atlanta or to the Steelers. And then he'll be willing to go somewhere. And then maybe we'll have a new shot at something different. I don't know if Trey's the answer or a rookie will be the answer, but something. Huh? Gotta be the answer.
You've been playing Madden? You've been playing a video game?
Man, I always play Madden. What do you mean? Everybody plays Madden at football. Come on.
I haven't played Madden in 20 years, but I can tell you are.
Man, you not JR. Come on. You said you ain't seen the Rock movies either. I don't buy. I'm not buying, dude.
I haven't. I've been working, unfortunately, too hard over the past 20 years, so I've missed out on these things.
Dang, man. You work harder than I do. I worked hard.
Hey, listen, I got bills to pay, man. I got bills to pay and a family to feed. Madden don't pay my bills, man. It doesn't. Hey, thank you, Brian.
You don't play
appreciate
with your boys?
Say again, what?
I said, you don't play with your boys and beat them at Madden? That's
no,
what I do.
No, my boys got jobs and families. I wish. Soon
Take
enough,
care,
Brian.
Man.
You too, Brian. Thank you for calling from Arkansas. I wish I'd call my friends up. Man, when I get together with my friends, you know what we want to do? Sit down and look each other in the face. How you doing? You good? Yeah, I'm good. How's the family? You good? How's my nephew? My nephew good? My niece is good? Good. How's your wife? Your wife is good? Good. How are their parents? Their parents are doing good? That's good. You want another beer? That's what I do. I haven't played Madden in forever. I couldn't even tell you the last... Is Michael Vick on the last cover of Madden that I've played? Probably. I don't know. 855-212-4227. Anyway. Hey, how about this? Adam Silver said more. We talked about this briefly last hour. Adam Silver was asked about this whole Bloomberg, A-Rod, Glenn Taylor situation with the Wolves. And he says, is this going to be A-Rod's thing soon? And Adam Silver said, man, it's a process. Listen.
The next step, were they to win that arbitration, would be then to continue through the league vetting process. And then ultimately what would be required would be a vote of the Board of Governors to approve them as owners.
But do you believe if they did win that arbitration process, would the Board of Governors then ratify that and make them the majority owners?
The only reason I won't comment on that, because that would be obviating the entire vetting process that needs to continue, and then it's ultimately for the owners to take that vote.
Just one really quick thing, apologies. Bloomberg today was reported as becoming part of their group. Does that impact things at all from the league standpoint?
It may impact things if we were now at the point where they had won the arbitration and the group was being vetted for ownership. But as far as I know, and I don't have personal knowledge of that deal. I read it as well. That's independent of the issues that are now at issue in the arbitration.
Man, I love when they ask him questions to get answers for things that they know he can't answer. I love it. I love it. I love it. I love it. Matter of fact, we're going to hear from A-Rod on the other side of the break. Glenn Taylor from a couple of months ago pretty much said, I ain't selling the Wolves. And I wonder if a rich billionaire, one of the almost top 10 richest people on earth, changes his mind. We'll talk about it on the other side. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.
Doors take us to summers away or winter adventures and afternoon getaways. Your dedicated Fidelity advisor can help you open those doors by working with you on a comprehensive plan to help you reach your wealth's full potential. because doors were meant to be opened. Visit fidelity.com/wealth. Investment minimum supply. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
Tired of sifting through countless supplements? Unsure of what's actually effective? Introducing Legion, the choice of over 800,000 discerning fitness enthusiasts. With all-natural products, clinically effective ingredients, doses, and hassle-free money-back guarantee, you can achieve your fitness goals without the unnecessary guesswork. Say goodbye to wasted efforts and hello to results with Legion. You don't need supplements to build muscle, lose fat, or get healthy, but the right ones can help. Visit LegionAthletics.com. Go to LegionAthletics.com to get 20% off your order. Order now.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
The NBA Finals are underway. Yay. The Boston Celtics lead the Mavericks 12-9. 8 minutes have already gone by. Like, they started this game on the dot about 4 or 5 minutes ago. And so they actually had an, I guess, as close to accurate of a start time as possible. I give them credit. I give them all the credit in the world. 40 minutes after the hour? Okay. Good. Let's see what things look like the rest of the game. Dallas Mavericks are looking pretty sleek out here in their all-black uniforms. It's new. I don't remember seeing them in this. And then the Celtics, well, their uniforms look the same. And their uniforms, outside of some crap here or there, the Celtics uniforms have looked the same for the past forever. Yeah, they're wearing home whites with the Celtics across the front. Hickey, is it Celtics or Boston? What does the front say? Do you know?
Celtics.
Celtics, okay.
Like home jerseys were supposed to be worn.
Yeah, none of this let's wear white jerseys on the road garbage. I'm sick of that stuff. Yeah. Good stuff. Celtics uniforms are so clean. No need to mess them up. It's the same thing with the Lakers. The Lakers wear so many variations now. It's like, spare me. Just wear the traditional uniforms and sprinkle in your little fancy ones every now and then. And let's keep it moving. Anyway, we got a lot to get into as the show continues on, as we move towards the last hour of the show. The phone lines are open. That's 855-212-4227. We heard from Adam Silver on the other side of the break. He held his press conference. He talked about how he is not worried about Caitlin Clark. He wants to get the television deals done as soon as possible so everybody has some clarity on what's going on. And then he told us about Alex Rodriguez and Mark Lowry and Michael Bloomberg potentially taking over the Timberwolves. A matter of fact, since we're already here at this point, I'm going to talk about that at the top of the hour. I'm going to pick up the phone lines. And then since, there's some decisions to be made by the NBA, there are also some decisions to be made by the NFL. I want to talk about that in a second. But before we move on, I got Wes. Wes is calling up from Boise. I love Boise. Hey, you're on the JR Sport Brief Show. Wes, what's going on, man?
Hi, JR. You got a great show. But my question to you is baseball. I want to know what you think of my first place Seattle Mariners and that pitching staff.
Man, I haven't watched no full Mariners game since the season started. Man, I haven't seen as West. What are we in June?
Yeah, but they've got a staff. The starters, the five starters, are as good as the Braves had.
Wait.
Starters
as good as the Braves had. HAD.
Right.
Or you mean from what, the 90s?
Yes.
Are you serious? We're already – so look.
Oh, man.
You got
– check out the stats on my Mariners pitching staff. They're unhittable.
It's June, okay? You're already comparing the Mariners to Glavin, Smoltz, and Maddox?
I'm going to take it one step farther. Not only are they going to make the playoffs, they're going to make the World Series.
Okay, I mean, if you want to predict that the Mariners make the World Series, okay, good and great. But is it necessary to compare them to a trio that's in the Hall of Fame? Isn't that a little too much?
We're just getting started.
No, I'm not asking you about what's going to happen. I asked you whether or not it was too soon to compare a trio in June to a Maddox, Smoltz, and Glavin.
Okay, well, I'll put Kirby and Logan and Castillo up against anybody.
I didn't ask. That's not what I asked you. Well, I think you
I know.
I think you answered my question by not doing that. That's fine, man. Enjoy them. You're the Mariners.
I'm enjoying it. Well, we have been so bad for so long, and now we have a commanding lead, and it's just going to get better because our pitchers are virtually unhittable.
Okay. Well, you know what? I split my time going between New York and here in Atlanta. And the last time I looked, there's a team in New York City that their pitching staff is playing absolutely out of their minds right now. They might have the best pitcher in the American League, and then they don't even have their ace in Gerrit Cole. So,
I know when we went to New York, we straightened them up. The first two games, we beat them. God.
Do you understand how many games in the season?
162.
Do you think that two games out of 162, by the time we get to September and October, is going to matter?
I don't think the Yankees are going to hold up.
No. I didn't ask. Oh, hold on a second. Hold on, Wes. Hold on. Hickey, has he answered any of my questions?
Who he's doing a great impersonation of?
Who?
Adam Silver.
Yeah, just ducking and dodging. Just like, it's like, hey, you're going to compare these three to Hall of Famers? I'd put them up against that. No, I'm not asking you that. It's like, well, do you see what the Yankees rotation is also doing? Well, we beat that. And like, Wes, Wes, nobody could hear you. We can't hear you. You're on hold. Now, Wes, I took you off of hold. Now people can hear you.
Okay.
Now, don't say anything. Just listen. Just listen. Wes, do me a favor. Okay?
I'm listening.
Okay. Call me back in October.
Write it down. I'm calling you back.
I don't need to write it down. And if the Mariners are good, then I'll tell you so. But what's not going to change is your ridiculous statements on the way there. Okay, that's it. And you can be.
They have it.
No, I'm not. No. Stop. Listen to me. Stop and listen.
Okay.
What you have described, I can go back to the year 2001. And right. I wasn't on the radio in 2001. Okay, I was minding my business somewhere. I'm sure you sat around in 2001 in June, and you said the Mariners have it, and I saw what they had, and it was a loss. Okay, I don't care how many games they won in the regular season. You might be accurate. Look, for all I know, the Mariners might win the World Series, and then you're gonna feel good about yourself. I'm not doubting the possibility. What I'm saying is your exaggerations for today right now, given what we've seen, they're just a little bit extreme. It goes outside of, hey, I think we can win the World Series. It is just going into Mars. And so, yeah, if it makes you better to call me back in October, if it makes you feel good, then do it. It's not going to change my mind about these crazy statements that you've made, okay?
All right.
Thank you, Wes. Enjoy the ride.
You have a really good show.
Thanks.
Good show.
I try to make common sense out of it. I try.
Yep. I'm just so excited for these Mariners. Sure. We're two bats. We need to make a couple trades. We're two bats from unbeatable.
Hickey, what did Marco say the other day gets people excited? Was it Cialis and Viagra? Is that what it was?
Yes, that combo.
Hey, Wes, have you had some of that?
I do.
Okay, I figured. Well, call us back in October when it wears off, okay?
All right, JR.
All right, thank you, Wes. Oh, my goodness. Yeah, he was real excited about those Mariners now, wasn't he? He's like, they got a modern-day Nolan Ryan, Satchel Paige, Randy Johnson. They just got everybody. They got it. Cy Young is on the Mariners right now. Did you know that? They got Cy Young. They're going to win the World Series. I mean, I get it. Be excited. They, for whatever reason, they stunk last year. People were expecting them to get back into the dance. They didn't do it. It's just sad. Come on. I've seen the Mariners win more games than anybody and then do nothing. Just enjoy the ride. Enjoy it. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. I'm enjoying the ride. Right now, the Boston Celtics lead the Mavericks 22-18. We're going to take a break. When we come back, I told you we're going to hear from Adam Silver. We're going to talk about the Wolves, talk about the NFL. They got some potential changes in 18 games. We got a lot to do before I get out of here. I'm only here for one more hour. And please believe I'm excited. No meds, no medication, no nothing. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on the Infinity Sports Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Tired of sifting through countless supplements, unsure of what's actually effective? Introducing Legion, the choice of over 800,000 discerning fitness enthusiasts. With all-natural products, clinically effective ingredients, doses, and hassle-free money-back guarantee, you can achieve your fitness goals without the unnecessary guesswork. Say goodbye to wasted efforts and hello to results with Legion. You don't need supplements to build muscle, lose fat, or get healthy, but the right ones can help. Visit LegionAthletics.com. Go to LegionAthletics.com to get 20% off your order now.